From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. We begin this hour with high drama at the Supreme Court today. Inside, the justices sparred over same-sex marriage and the California ballot initiative that limits marriage to one man and one woman. But the drama continued outside, where advocates for and against gay marriage have been camped out for days. In a moment, we'll walk through the legal arguments in the case. But first, NPR's Elsa Chang heard some very real arguments on the steps of the court, where tempers flared and the script included some heated language.
Opening scene. Hours before oral arguments are set to begin, Rebecca Phelps Davis stands on the sidewalk edge like an island in the sea of same-sex marriage supporters all around her. She holds up a sign, "God dooms fag marriage." Then a guy steps in front of her, blocking her sign with his own, and Davis tells them he's not supposed to be standing on the street.
He sits there and says, "Everybody's with me." But he cannot stand the fact that the word of God might get leaked out somewhere along the way. So he stood in front of me, and he's in violation of the law. And guess what? He doesn't care. See, he doesn't care. That's the M.O. of the fags. They're lawless. They're lawless beasts.
All around Davis, supporters of same-sex marriage were playing their parts, too. There were your snazzy signs.
My name is Catherine Delvin, and my sign says, "Wedding bands to make us dance!
Wedding bands to make us dance!"
There were your crazy costumes.
My name is Queen Amore. I'm wearing a beautiful little layered rainbow tutu with a pink fishnet.
And then there were the children, tugged into the scene by enthusiastic parents hoping to impart a lesson. 4-year-old Rain Montgomery Vialmo came with her two dads. They adopted her in 2012, the year they got married in D.C.
Rain, why are we here?
Because God loves everyone, he hates no one.
And then, right around 10 a.m., just when the justices were about to start, the show shifted right on cue. A thick parade of people opposed to same-sex marriage marched past the court on their way to a rally on the National Mall.
One woman, one man, one woman, one man,
one woman.
Suddenly, it was like two bands having a sing-off.
Gay, straight, black, white, marriage is a civil right.
Next scene, the two rivers of people merge and things get just a little bit ugly.
But I'm trying to explain to you an orientation.
You can be with whoever you want to be with.
I'm not attracted to Jesus Christ.
And then on the outside of the outside, there was the audience, taking in the whole show, just kind of agape. Like Troy Coville, who was in D.C. with his high school class and just unwittingly stumbled into the mix.
It's crazy. It's kind of cool. Like, nothing like this happens in Wyoming. So I'm from a town of like 2,000 people.
And Coville says even if you stuffed all 2,000 people from Pinedale, Wyoming, into the streets right here, they'd never be able to make as much noise as these folks. Elsa Chang, NPR News, Washington.